Hello, lovely people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with M. I am your host, Michelle Donald, and today's podcast topics are stop calling anime cartoons, stop whining about everything. There's a difference between being willfully ignorant and just plain ignorant. The heat in Georgia, new Delta variant, stop trying to fit people in your schedule when you don't fit in theirs, money versus passion, stop feeling bad for not reaching out to people, don't throw shade and hide your hand, and everybody can't sew. All right, let's go ahead and get into this first topic. The first topic is very annoying to me. Stop calling anime cartoons. The reason why I say that, because cartoons and anime are not the same damn thing. You have books on anime. You have mangas, however you want to say it. Mangas, mangas, whatever your purpose of saying it is. You have actual chapters and stories about stuff like this. You have actual seasons about stuff like this. Cartoons, it's just strictly cartoons. It's scripted or unscripted. There's seasons of that, but it's not in the same realm as anime. Anime is more intense. There's more going on. There's more of a lore and a story to it. Cartoons just through and through. But anyways, not going to stay on that topic. Next topic, stop whining about everything. When I say stop whining about everything, from games to food to gas prices to everything, get over it. You're going to have to get over it. It's life. You're going to have to deal with it. You can either deal with it or you can just check out. And check out mean don't drive, don't work, don't do nothing. Just be homeless then. Homeless people got it just as hard. And they trying to get to where you're at. So what's the point of you whining about every little thing? Especially when it comes to this game, when it comes to gaming community, y'all whine about every fucking thing. Oh, I don't like this character. Oh, I don't like this about this setting. Oh, I don't like this. Well, just shut the fuck up and don't play this shit no more. Why am I buying a game that I'm not gonna play anyway? If I'm not gonna play it, all I'm gonna do is bitch about it. You don't need to play it. Next topic. There's a difference between being willfully ignorant and just plain ignorant. When I say willingly ignorant, willfully, I mean you're willing to learn and willing to change the ignorance that you have in your mind. Just being plain ignorant means you know this shit's wrong. You just don't give a fuck. You just don't care. You don't want to. There's no correction. There's no alignment with it. There's no fixing it. People love to dance between the lines of the two. Being willfully ignorant, you're willing to be educated on it. Being just plain ignorant, there's no fixing that. You just doing the shit out of spite because, you know, you don't care at all. And that's just dumb as fuck. All right. Next topic is the heat in Georgia. I don't know about y'all, but ever since my grandmother's passed in May, she transitioned in May, it's been raining for the past 3-4 fucking months. I'm not even gonna lie. It's been raining. It's been hot as hell. Yes, I know we're in the summer, but goddamn, can fall just come on. Fall, I need you to knock on the door. Come on. Bless us with your presence because this fucking heat is ridiculous. I'm not feeling this. I barely can wear clothes going outside because I'm sweating. It's hot as fuck. I had to take a nap the other day. Well, not even the other day. Yesterday. I took three naps yesterday because this damn heat drained me so much. I went to go visit my grandmother's grave. I damn near passed the hell out because it was just that hot. One, I didn't eat. My child's first day of school was yesterday. We walked her to school. And then I just decided to take a little joyride to go see my grandmother. And lo and behold, this damn heat is a prime example of why the fuck I don't go nowhere. Besides the eating up gas, this is why I don't go nowhere. This is why I stay in my damn house because it's just too goddamn hot for that. Anyways, the next topic is the new Delta variant. All right. Just because you are vaccinated, that does not mean you will not get the coronavirus. Please stop thinking that. The new Delta variant is more harsh than the coronavirus, but they are on the same scale. Only difference is you can still die. There's a chance of a possibility that you still will die from having the coronavirus and even be vaccinated. Ain't nothing wrong with that because it's a fucking virus. It's like the flu. It's like the common cold. But this shit is on a whole nother scale. This shit is more aggressive and more harsh. Y'all are playing with y'all lives. Oh, I'm vaccinated. That's fine. That's your business. Stop thinking because you're vaccinated that you can't get a virus. If you go into these public settings where there's more than 100 people there, of course you're gonna probably 9 times out of 10 fucking catch it. What did you expect? Did you expect the shit to just be peaches and cream? Just because you're wearing a mask does not stop you from getting the coronavirus. Yes, mask up and protect yourself, but also be common and wise to know, am I willing to deal with the consequences of me going out? And I understand everybody doesn't like being, you know, a homebody and sheltered in. But the thing is, if you don't have to go, why are you going? Sometimes you're gonna have to say no to the event. You gotta say, no, I can't come. Because too many heads, too many problems. And then people like to lie saying they vaccinated when they're not. And even when they're not vaccinated, they still attend an event that they know is a fucking risk. But y'all too grown up. Y'all too old to not know that. Anyways, next topic. Stop trying to fit people in your schedule when you don't fit in theirs. Stop letting these people choose when they can tolerate or so-called deal with you versus when you want to interact and deal with them, because y'all not on the same time schedule. People love to pick and choose what time schedule they want to be on. You could be on social media, motherfucker, out with my girls, but you're supposed to be one of the girls, one of the crew. Don't take it to heart. Keep it pushing. Y'all be letting these folk get up under y'all skin when shit could be more simple in life. If you just roll with it, you either deal with it or roll with it. I'm going to roll with it because get what? Rolling with it entitles me to deal with it as well, but I'm not giving that much power over my life because I really don't care enough for me to be acting the ass on social media or putting my business out there. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it for you. It's not going to happen. So, if I feel like you don't fit in my schedule, meaning the stars don't align, shit don't add up, I'm not doing it. You can stay the fuck away from me. I don't care what you think. I don't care how you feel about it. This is my life. I control my energy and who's around me. You don't get to pick and fucking choose when you want to so-called tolerate or deal with me. You either get this shit today or you don't get it at all. Fuck you. That's exactly how I feel about that. Y'all always biting the bullet for somebody and then don't never think about, damn, would they do the same for me? And half the time, some of these motherfuckers you hang with don't want to do that. So, why am I fitting you in my schedule? I have plenty of other shit that I can be doing. Next, money versus passion. There's a lot of confusion with that. People be talking, I'm so passionate about this, but I'm all about my money. Yes, you could be all about your money, but if it's more money, and not no type of love or passion in you, you have no motivation for it, you're just doing it for the money, then it's not a passion. Passion is when you're so invested in it, you care about it, you willing to hone your craft, whatever it is, whatever field you're in, you're willing to hone your craft to even be better than before, better than yesterday, better than the month before. You're willing to own it, hone into it to where you're in your eyes, and not just your eyes, but into the world's eyes, you're the best. Nothing can stop you. Like you're willing to take classes, you're willing to teach, you're willing to put yourself out there, promote yourself in all types of ways to get to the next level. Money is just, hey, I'm making money because, hey, of course, we have bills. Two, I have wants and needs that I need. Three, hey, I'm all about my money. I'm all about my Skrilla. I'm all about what I need now. Money's going to always be, yeah, probably some of y'all priorities, but I'm passionate about what I do. I'm passionate about sewing. I'm passionate about being a fashion designer. Yes, I care about the money because the money does pay my bills, but at the same time, I'm more passionate about what I do because this is what I love to do. I'm willing to hone and tune up my skills to make it to the next level so I can be even better than I was before. Some of y'all need to keep that in mind. Next topic, stop feeling bad for not reaching out to people. I don't give a fuck if you've been friends with this motherfucker for 30 years, 20 years, 5 months, whatever the case may be. When you don't reach out to them, maybe because you got something going on, it's okay. You're human. I'm not saying every day is going to be a picnic. Every month is going to be a picnic. If you don't feel like dealing with people, you just don't feel like dealing with people. Reach out when you can willingly have a conversation with someone without being so annoyed, without being so upset, without being so depressed, so in your feelings, because you don't have nothing, no content to talk about. Don't let these folks pick you and make you feel bad like, oh, I didn't talk to you in months. I ain't seen you in months. Okay, well, I have shit going on too. You want me to think about your shit when you don't reach out to me? It goes both ways. It's vice versa. Don't be coming at me sideways because you're in your feelings, because you haven't heard from me. When you ain't bothered to even shoot or text your damn self, hey, how you doing? I'm just checking on you. You know, I haven't heard from you. Just check on people. Y'all want to be so aggressive, ready to fight and ready to throw in the towel. If you that pressed and that determined, you would have been called and said something. Waiting months and years later to say something about some shit that happened years ago or months ago is bullshit to me. You chose to sit in that shit and let that shit marinate in your mind that long, you deserve to get the ass kissing of it that you deserve. Let me rephrase that. You deserve to be the fucking donkey of the day with that bullshit you bringing up in this door. We don't need that energy. You don't want to deal with me? That's fine. Deal with me on your own time. But stop with the bullshit ass excuses about, oh, I had this going on. Oh, I had that. Okay, everybody has a life. Everybody got shit going on. What makes your shit special than mine? You don't know what the fuck I can be going through because you don't ask. I get it. You don't ask. You don't tell either because guess what? It might not be your business to fucking know. Same with yours. But don't come give me no sob story, no life story about, oh, I was tired. I had to work 4, 5, 6, 18 jobs. I'm doing stuff by myself. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. For all you can know, I might have 8 million kids. I might be running a fashion brand in Georgia. I might be running a fashion brand in the UK. Y'all be coming to the most conspicuous, dumb ass, low down shit to say just so you can get onto my skin and be like, oh, well, you know, You want somebody to play the smallest violin for you. And I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm not that woman. You can kiss my ass wholeheartedly. Because my mama and my grandma and them did not raise me like that. Yes, I have a genuine and big heart, but I'm not going for your bullshit. I can smell bullshit versus the facts, so you might want to come with it. Next, last but not least, everybody can't sew. I love y'all, but if you know you can't sew, stop taking these people's money and trying to actually just out here putting shit together. You don't know how to sew with a needle thread? That's fine. You know how to sew in a sewing machine better than you do a needle thread? Do that. But if you know you can't downright fucking sew, stop taking people money and then wondering why the fuck you're getting bashed. Yes, they should not be bashing you, but at the same time, stop trying to hot glue everything. Hot gluing an outfit together does not fucking work. If you're just good with DIY and you know, using scissors to cut an outfit into whatever you're making it to, that's fine. I'm not discrediting nobody. But you know goddamn well you're better of a wholesaler probably than sewing. Go for it. That's your business. But stop telling people you sew when you can't sew. Take some fucking classes. If you say you're passionate and it's not about just about the money with you, take some classes. Find some friends to do so. Watch some YouTube videos. You know, you're going to make mistakes. It happens. But y'all be willing to take people money because it look good. Oh, I know I can make that. Can't even sew a fucking lick. Not even with a damn needle and thread or a machine. But you have the audacity to coming up in this motherfucker talking about some, y'all gonna respect me as a sewist or a seamstress. No, I'm not gonna respect shit because you ain't putting no work in to do shit. Two, you don't get shit for free. Not even respect. So please don't come up in here thinking you owning the motherfucker place when your shit stinks and you can't fucking sew. And yeah, I said it because somebody need to bring it back down to size. You can't sew, you just can't sew. It's not for everybody. I don't know why people have to keep telling y'all this. And then when people do tell y'all this, now it's people hating on you. Ain't nobody damn hating on you. You just can't motherfucking sew. Grow the fuck up. Just like everybody can't dress. But that's another topic for another fucking day. I'm not even going to get into that with y'all. It is what it is. And on that note, you guys, I'll see you guys next week on next Tuesday. Peace.